Text for our sermon this Christmas Eve, that gospel reading from Luke 2, especially these words. And while they were there, time came for her to give birth. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is that it? Shouldn't God do more than this? This is what had been promised for 4,000 years. This is what the people of God have been waiting and waiting and waiting for. Just a baby to be born. Shouldn't God do more? Come down in fire. Consume the seas. Make some big show of salvation. Shouldn't God do more? Shouldn't God take away the pain and sorrow from people? Shouldn't he take away their grief? Shouldn't he make us all happy or healthy? Shouldn't God do more? This text, this Christmas Eve text, seems like God isn't doing a whole lot. He sends forth his Son. That's it? That's it. Born there in Bethlehem to common parents, attended to by shepherds, and sung about by angels. That's it? Shouldn't God do more? It's easy to question God, isn't it? When health difficulties come upon us, the loss of a loved one, shouldn't God do more? When life doesn't quite go our way, when we can see very clearly how God should act to help us, shouldn't God do more? Shouldn't he come swooping in to save us, to heal, to bind up our griefs, to grant us peace on earth? Shouldn't God do more? Is it enough that he would send his Son that first Christmas to be born there in Bethlehem? Is that enough? Often to our human way of thinking, it doesn't seem like it's good enough. There's still sin all around us and within us. There's still pain and grief and heartache and loss. There's still death. Doesn't seem like it's been enough. But God always does enough. He might not do what you or I think he should, but he's God. He does as he does, and he does perfectly. It is enough that he would send his Son, born that first Christmas, to Mary in small Bethlehem, in that stable. It is enough. The shepherds would come and the angels would sing. It is enough. And we would see his humble birth and know why. It's enough that Jesus would speak parables and do miracles. It's enough that Jesus would seek and to save the lost. It's enough that Jesus would be betrayed by one of his own, beaten and flogged. It's enough that Jesus would die on that cross in such a terrible manner. It's enough that Jesus would take all of our sins upon himself, that he would defeat devil and death on the cross. It's enough that Jesus would do all of that for you. It's enough. It's enough because that's exactly what we need. To be healed physically, to have our griefs and sorrows removed, to be given health or wealth, those are fleeting things. Jesus looks to the long term, to the eternal. He wants to do enough for your salvation, because there's nothing that you or I could do for it. We are under the law, and as sinners, there is nothing we could hope to offer to God or to give to God to make ourselves right with Him. He must do all the work. And He does enough. It's enough that Jesus is born true God and true man. It's enough as the Father lays on His beloved Son all of our sins. It's enough that Jesus dies for us. It's enough that Jesus comes to us through baptism, washing our sins away. It's enough that Jesus speaks to us His word, giving us hope and comfort this night and forevermore. It's enough that Jesus gives us Himself in the supper, His very body and blood that we would eat and drink and have the forgiveness of our sins. It is enough. God does things His own way, and we sinners marvel that God would do enough for us. We don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. And yet God does enough for us to take our sins, to defeat the devil, to destroy death, to grant us life eternal. It is enough. How blessed we are this Christmas Eve to rejoice the birth of our Savior who does enough to save us. We live that hope. We live that confidence that because He lives, we shall live also. We know He's done enough. That's why we're here, to receive His gifts. He gives and gives and gives, that you would know that He's done enough for you, that He's forgiven you all your sins. He has done enough. In His name, amen.